The second time I was there during...
Good evening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I welcome you to the meeting of the Board of Neighborhood Commissioners in the Venice Neighborhood Council area. Today is the fourth day of April 2017. If you're not on our... hang on. Where are our materials? Way in back?
I'm sorry?
The agendas in the room.
They're in front of you. Everyone has copies.
No, the extra ones for the public.
It's in the back.
Thank you. If you're not on our mailing list and would like to add your name and become more involved in the, with the neighborhood council system, please sign up at the table located in the back of the room. During the meeting tonight, we will discuss the items listed on the meeting agenda in numerical order unless I receive a request from a board member to take an item on the agenda out of order. Copies of the agenda and related documents are available for you on the table, once again located at the back. Members of the public who wish to speak on agenda items shall be allowed to speak for a total of 5 minutes per meeting and may allocate time in 1 minute increments per item when the agenda item is called, or they may speak during the multiple agenda item comment period. During the multiple agenda item comments period, a member of the public may speak for up to 5 minutes on multiple agenda items. If any board member has a conflict of interest at the time an agenda item is announced for discussion, the board member should identify the general nature of the conflict, indicate that he or she is recusing him or herself from participating in the matter, and leave the room during the duration of the discussion of the item. Before we make a decision on any item, members of the public are provided with the opportunity to provide comments on the item under consideration. If you have a general comment on an item that is not listed on the agenda, then you may provide us with your comment during the public comments portion of the meeting. Public comments should be directed to the board rather than to individuals. Please understand that there are applicable laws that limit the actions that we may take during tonight's meeting. Thus, we may be legally prohibited from acting on a concern that you express. However, note that your concern may become the topic of discussion at a future board meeting after we have had the chance to list the item on the agenda. Please fill out a speaker card so that you may be heard on any agenda item. You will be called by me when it's your turn to speak. Please be sure to place the number of the item or items you wish to speak about on the card or cards. Copies of the speaker cards are once again located at the back on the table. If you intend to speak on any item or items, you must turn in your speaker card or cards prior to the start of the meeting or prior to the call of that item. Please hand the speaker card Mr. Fong, who is seated to my left. When a person is speaking, they are entitled to courtesy and respect. Please refrain from any other discussion in the room. If you wish to chat, then please take that discussion outside while our meeting is in session. We treat one another with respect. That means we act with civility and decorum. Competing viewpoints may be articulated without the need for inappropriate or uncivil actions. Last but not least, please switch your cell phones to vibrate or turn them off completely. Thank you. Mike, could we get a roll call?
Commissioner Schaefer?
Here.
Commissioner Atkinson?
Here.
Commissioner Derdekidos?
Here.
Commissioner LaFarga? Not here. Commissioner Lippman?
Here.
Commissioner Sinclair? Not here. Commissioner Wiebe? Not here. You have a quorum?
Thank you. We do have a quorum. All right. I do not see any evidence that a neighborhood council has either filed a CIS or a board resolution with regards to any item on our agenda, so we'll pass number three. So far, there's no indication that anyone... Well, let me find that. No indication that anyone is interested in speaking during the multiple comments period. So we'll move on. Number five, approval of the minutes of the meeting of March 20. Everybody has a copy of the minutes attached to their agenda.
I move that we approve the minutes from March 20th, 2017.
Okay, there's a motion by Commissioner Lippman.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Atkinson. Do we have any additions or corrections? Okay. None appearing. Those in favor of approving the March 20th minutes as presented, please so indicate. Any objection? No objection? Okay, I will take that as a yes. They are approved. Moving on. Representatives from the mayor office, Los Angeles City Council, or city representatives. Anybody here? Oh, okay. I expected somebody, but nobody.
Andrew Tam was supposed to be here, but I haven't seen him.
Okay. Okay. One of the fun things we get to do. Moving on to number 7. Commemoration of 15-year anniversary certificates for certain neighborhood councils. Let me see if we got any speaker cards on any of these. Hang on, folks.
You made it.
Hang on, folks.
You're still here.
Hang on. Okay, there are no comment cards. Oh, you wanted to have, do you want to talk during the ceremony or before?
He's one of the
recipients. So hang on.
Why don't you explain how it works?
Yeah. Okay, very good. Very good. Who is not from one of the neighborhood councils that are getting a certificate. Anybody who put in a speaker card not? Okay, so I know how we're going to do it. We are going to be honoring neighborhood council of Westchester Playa, Venice, and Westside. So we're going to get started with General Manager Lou Tracy.
Good evening, commissioners and community stakeholders. Gracie Liu, General Manager for the Department of Neighbor Empowerment. It's my pleasure today to introduce some of our 15-year anniversary neighbor councils this evening to talk about some of the amazing work that they've done in the past 15 years. And as you've heard me say before, you know, we think neighbor councils are amazing and inspirational in the work that they do for their communities. And we are so thrilled that we are able to celebrate this huge milestone for them. So, Commission President Schaefer, would you like to say a few words yourself about the neighbor councils that we're celebrating?
I'm going to do it from here.
That's fine.
As I said, this is one of the fun parts about being a commissioner, is that you get to go out into the community and you get to do things like this, and you get to say thank you for everything you do and have done over the past 15 years. And it's a real thrill to see neighborhood councils continue to grow, continue to flourish, and boo to those people who said we couldn't make it and wouldn't be here. Here we are, and here we're going to be. So congratulations with regards to this award, and keep up the good work.
Thank you. And then Commissioner Lippman, did you want to speak since you are the representative of this area?
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm really honored to be the representative for this area. It's a great challenge, and I've enjoyed it immensely. And there's some really, what I love about our neighborhood councils in the West area is they're so diverse and they're so different, and each one has their own sort of uniqueness about them. I was just joking with the president from Venice, Ira, about, you know, how I should have worn my my flower shirt today, because if you're not wearing a flower shirt in Venice, you're not really Venetian. So, but I thought we're going to take pictures, so I should, you know, elevate a little bit. But I also want to give a shout out to Westside for bringing the cakes the lovely, wonderful, yummy cakes, and also to Westchester Playa, because tonight is their general board meeting, but they still send a representative, and a very good one too, because he was there at their founding. So really, really glad you can make it, and I'm hoping to make your next meeting, which may mean I can't make Bonk's meeting, to honor you guys there. So, but we'll figure it out. and I think that does it. Congratulations, and here's to another 15 more years, and hoping to see you all at that too. So,
yep, thank you. So the first neighbor council representatives we want to bring up to talk about their neighbor councils, Westside Neighbor Council, Terry Tibbett and Lisa Waltz. Come on up.
I was going to do the how we started. In 2001, I was approached to think about starting this thing called the Neighborhood Council. I asked a good friend of mine, who is also the an attorney for Mace Rich, which was a big factor in our neighborhood, which is the West Side Pavilion, if he would do it with me, being the business and me being residential. So we started, and we picked up people to help us create the West Side Neighbor Council. January 2002, we submitted our application. June 2002, we were certified. And December 2002, we had our first election. And one of the folks that came out to run said to me, I don't know if I should run. I've never been to a homeowners meeting. I'm not on my homeowners board, and they're putting someone up. I said, that doesn't mean anything. It's whoever gets the most votes. She got the most votes. She ended up joining her homeowner association. She's still on her board, and she's president of her homeowner association. So it showed someone who had done nothing in the community, unlike me, who's been around for 40 years, someone who had done nothing and knew no one, got elected because she went knocking on doors. And at that election, we had a tie, you know, votes, and our then councilman, Jack Weiss, flipped a coin. And that's how Francois Nouveau got on our board and is still today now as an alternate. So those are some of the facts of how we began in 2003, and we're still plugging along. Lisa's going to tell you about some of our accomplishments.
Well, first of all, I just want to say what great company we are in. The Venice Neighborhood Council and Playa is Westchester Playa, pardon me. Just amazing. I didn't know much about you, so I went to your website. I was very impressed with your website. And who knew that you had an airport relations and a coyote watch? So that was amazing. I had no idea. And that's incredible. Oh, and then as far as Venice, nobody. My time on the West LA APC, I will tell you for a fact that there is nobody more committed to land issues than the Venice Neighborhood Council. There are no group of people that are more passionate about it, so I feel like we're in excellent company tonight. Outreach, of course, is one of the biggest issues that faces a neighborhood council. It's also one of our biggest challenges to get folks not just in the seats for hot button issues like, oh, PICO one way or the BMO bomb that landed on us. You know, how do you keep them in those seats? How do you keep them engaged? And so we've had some outreach events. We had Plant Pico. We put about 80 pear trees on Pico Boulevard. We had Take Me Home Days, which is a animal rescue event. We had Take Me Out to the Movies, which is a school event. But our biggest and by far the best, I think, is Pick Pico, which is in our fifth year this year. And it's basically to put a spotlight on nonprofits, schools, businesses, police, fire in our community. And we had about 127 participants last year. 13 of those were food vendors, 25 were nonprofits. We had about 20 city services, and over 6,000 people came to this event. So we have a lot of work to do. Our event is May 21st, so we're a little busy this time of year. But I've learned a lot, and so I'm hoping that Gracie can come to us this year and say hi, and I'm even after the mayor this year. But anyway, thank you for this honor today.
So it's my pleasure to
Can I ask one question?
Yeah.
What are your boundaries?
Me.
And we've changed them a couple times.
Okay.
We gave Eli's group.
I'm curious.
The 405 freeway is our west boundary. Santa Monica Boulevard on the south side is our, which way is that, north boundary. National Boulevard on the north side is our south boundary. Then it gets really cute. We go past Motor. We are in Century City. We're 80,000 people, over 80,000. And we go to where Soro and I, that's our border, where Soro starts, we end. So, and we didn't want to have Century City when we formed this, because that's a, you know, but they wanted to be with us, so. Everybody wants to be with us.
I was curious because I used to play tennis at a place called the Racquet Club on Motor Avenue.
Yes,
renamed.
And now it's the Tennis Club.
Yes, I know.
It's in it. It's ours.
Okay.
Well, I just want to, as your southern neighbor, I just want to say that WNC has been a really great neighbor to Palms, and that, you know, especially when you were working on the park and the Ros Wyman Recreation Center, it was great to kind of work with you guys. And I live literally two blocks from WNC, and we go to that park all the time. And I always see your name, Terry, on the rock there. That's your tree, and my kid loves climbing that tree. So I'm forever grateful for the work that you and your husband, your late husband, did on that. Because, really? Well, I think the community is not only of the neighboring community, but the Palms community is grateful for all the work that you guys have done in WNC. So it's really exciting that you hit 15. So.
Well, you get this one. Yeah, no, you get this wonderful. I think that was for those. And then you actually get our really cool 15-year pins that are made out of wood. So yes, they're very. So congratulations! Thank you for bringing the cake too. How awesome is that? So, and I'd like to present to you the West Side Neighbor Council 15-year anniversary plaque. Certificate, and you guys are the 12th neighborhood council, and we're going to take a pic.
Come on, we're going to get a picture.
Everybody, I'm Daniel Tam. I represent Mayor Garcetti on the west side of Los Angeles. And I wanted, Mike had let me know about this late last week, and I wanted to be sure to make a point of being here. Westchester, Playa Vista, West Side, and Venice Neighborhood Council. People in the neighborhoods really don't know. They take for granted that, well, things are just moving along and whatever happens, happens. And that's how I think a lot of people imagine life goes. They have no idea of the sweat, the toil, and the striving of just ordinary people who day in and day out really try to make their neighborhoods safer and more livable and just places where you really would want to raise a family. And West Side Neighborhood Council, Venice Neighborhood Council, and Westchester, Playa Vista, there are challenges in all the neighborhoods, but your strivings, I just want to say on behalf of Mayor Garcetti, you are the salt of the earth. You are repairers of the breach. And thank you for all that you do for the people of Los Angeles.
Thank you, Daniel. So next, I'd like to bring up Ira Koslow of Venice Neighborhood Council.
Hi. Thank you. I was not around 15 years ago working for the council. I actually didn't even know they existed. What happened was I got involved in a fight against what was going to be a gated community. And me and my wife, we were at meetings complaining all the time. Just, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? So one of the board members said, got really angry at the whole meeting and said, what's going on? We're volunteers. Don't you understand this? If you want to get involved and complain, join the board. Well, 10 years ago, I joined the board. I took that advice and recently became the president. Now, Venice has very unusual and probably correct and incorrect reputation. Bunch of artists or hippies or laying around smoking pot, which some people do. And however, when you look at the voting totals for the ever, we always had the highest voter turnout. It was hovering around 1,500 people. In this last election, we had 2,700 people voting, and we had 67 or 65 candidates running for the various offices. That shows a great amount or a large amount of interest in what's going on in the community. So contrary to the opinion people have, Venice residents are really involved in what's going on. And we have events. We've had 10 years of barbecues in the summer, which a lot of you have come at different times and seen the huge turnout and the fun that the kids, the adults, the music, everybody's having. We've had toy giveaways, and which have changed into a family festival, which was probably the biggest this year that we've ever had. We have town halls. There are two coming up, one on public safety and the Green Expo that we run every year, which is a huge success. So there are events, but one of the most important things that I like to point out is the importance of committee work. We have right now two major issues, gentrification, growth, homelessness, but there's a whole huge part in the middle where we're taking care of street repairs. We're taking care of things that really affect Venice. One project that just came up, which is funny, I'm just gonna mention it, parking and transportation. Somebody lives on a street in Venice, one side of the street is a street, the other side of the road is an alley. And there are different rules for what you do with streets and what you do with alleys. They're going crazy. Nobody knows how to do it. We have someone, parking and transportation committee, that's looking into that. So Venice was built not for cars. It was railroads, buses, everything came here. So a lot of our problems have to do with infrastructure. We can't fix everything, but we're certainly dealing with that. So I'm really proud. We actually have three board members who are here and about four ex-board members that have come. So it's really nice to see that a lot of people turned out for this. And it's an honor to accept this, although I must admit there was a very tumultuous past and when it was set up, but everything worked out because we're still here. Thank you.
It's my pleasure to present this to you, but I will also say too that I know Venice is their planning land use issues that they tackle are significant and amazing how much thought they put into it. I personally know that the planning department has a group of people that when the advisory letter coming from Venice comes in, there's a group that just handles the Venice Neighborhood Council advice, on these planning issues because they are so knowledgeable about what is going on in that realm. Commissioner, did you want to add something?
I just wanted to add that, Venice does such a great job with some of the biggest challenges in the city. I mean, on the one hand, you have a billion-dollar company that just had its IPO, Snapchat. And on the other hand, you have the probably the second largest homeless or unhoused population in anywhere in the city except for Skid Row. And so you sort of have these dualities. And so, you know, it's been inspiring to watch the election process. There was this great election event that you had with the former Secretary of State, Deborah Bowen, a bunch of other amazing, inspiring women on that panel, and a great turnout for that. So it's been just really impressive to watch you guys up close and from afar. So. Congratulations.
Congratulations. Here you go. And we'll take a picture. Right, so on to our next neighbor council of Westchester Playa, who, as Commissioner Littman mentioned, they have their meeting tonight, but we are joined here by Denny Schneider, who actually was one time a member of the Westchester Playa neighbor council. So please come up, Denny.
On behalf of Westchester Playa, I would like to thank you guys for all the work you do and put in. I do remember I had almost a 20-year sentence on the neighborhood council. And I can tell you that it took us almost 5 years to be formally recognized, because we actually had two groups who wanted to be in charge, and we had to have formal mediation between them. We had everything that you can imagine go right and go wrong over the years, and now things are going much more smoothly, and we're pleased to see what we can accomplish and have accomplished for all of these years. So thank you very much.
I just want to add, Denny, many people don't know, but Westchester includes the second largest airport in the country, if not like the world, in their district, right? And you're always fighting another city, and they've been fighting and organizing for their community ever since the beginning, and I think things are starting to really change in your favor, but you know, I mean, it's still always going to be a fight, but things are changing under the administration and Mike Bonin's work on that. But I think we're starting to see positive change for the neighborhood in the airport, and that's thanks to you guys. So the
I have to say, it is a pleasure to say that there is a sea change. We are actually working with the airport.
Wow.
Good heavens.
Thank you to all of our neighbor councils tonight. Again, congratulations, and we're wishing you well. are supportive of all the work that you do. Thank you.
That was fun. And I love the cake. We should do this more often. You know, we get all this wonderful dessert. It's a little hard to come there from the valley all the time. I moved from the west side to the valley. What can I say? All right. Moving on. Item number 8 is a discussion with various West Los Angeles Neighborhood Council representatives. We want to talk about best practices. We have only one card. We have Robin Greenberg. Robin, you wanted to come up and talk? Tell us where you're from and which neighbor. Okay.
My name is Robin Greenberg. I'm president of the Bel Air Beverly Crest Neighborhood Council. And actually, we're on the way to your valley home because we meet at the American Jewish University once a month, so we are welcoming you to come to our meeting if you'd like to. We have two meetings a month that are regularly scheduled. We have our board meeting at the American Jewish University, fourth Wednesday of the month, and we have our land use meeting at American Jewish University, the second Tuesday of the month. And then every other month we have an emergency preparedness meeting. And our emergency preparedness committee is very, very, very strong. And actually, I think perhaps the city has modeled some of its practices after our committee. And we actually anticipate an emergency, such as an earthquake, any moment. I want to thank Eli for representing us. He's been terrific, and we love being with him. We see him at RAC every month. They meet at Lenny's Deli. They meet in the back room, and he's always there.
Come have breakfast.
And he's very energetic, which we love, and very sympathetic, which we love, and very much on top of what we're doing. We have 29 board members. We all get along beautifully. We all really like each other, and we all are as positive as any neighborhood council could possibly be. We actually have the desire and the need to go downtown a lot to talk to the city council or the planning and land use committee about issues in our neighborhood. We are a source of a lot of construction, and every day in front of all of our houses are cement trucks that don't have anything to do with our house, or dump trucks that don't have anything to do with our house, but they have to do with a construction project in the hills. So today at Planning and Land Use Downtown, they put forth another hillside construction regulation ordinance, which I spoke at, and that was for the Laurel Canyon dash the Bird Streets. And we just passed another hillside construction regulation ordinance shortly ago for Bel Air Beverly Crest. And the reason that we're trying to do this is to limit the impact of the construction to our people that live in our neighborhoods in houses. Mostly we're houses. And mostly the people in our houses have lived in their houses many, many, many years. One-story houses, sometimes two-story houses, but they never thought that we would be living among the mansions that we're living among, and we never would have wanted it. So we spend a lot of time and a lot of effort combating the construction that goes on daily in front of our houses or next door to our houses. One of the things I wanted to mention tonight was the elections, because we have contributed a CIS about the elections. We actually contribute a lot of CISs. One of the major goals that we have is to be very active, and we believe in issues. We're mostly issues relating. And so as much as 13 to 15 CISs could be created in our neighborhood council a month, because everybody in our neighborhood council is very, very intelligent and very excited and interested. And look who's here. He gave us our retreat this year. Ivan treated us to a retreat, and it was wonderful. So with regard to online voting, the general consensus was to not rule out online voting as a voting alternative, but to also provide for mail-in ballot voting in addition to holding in-person voting on election day. BABCNC, which is our neighborhood council, rejects and opposes the recommendation expressed preference for verification of stakeholder status by documentation. Unless a community interest stakeholder, verification of stakeholder status requires documentation evidencing your voter residency, ownership, or employment within territorial boundaries of BABCNC. This requires documentation evidencing a street address. A street address is not always present on a picture ID such as a driver's license. Moreover, a driver's license or other picture ID does not evidence property ownership, which documentation is required of a non-resident owner claiming BABCNC status. BABC supports the recommendation that the voter age is lowered to 16 years of age. BABC encourages young stakeholders to participate in the civic process. Lowering minimum voting age from current 18 years to 16 years will afford a greater number of high school students the opportunity to participate in the public election of certain BABCNC representatives. Moreover, the BABCNC intends in the next revision of the bylaws to create a seat specifically designed to be filled by someone currently in high school. And lastly, the maximum number of three ballot types. BABCNC rejects limitation to three ballot types, impossible for BABCNC to comply with such restriction, given composition of publicly elected seats on the board. BABC holds public election for five residential districts, one public school representative, one commercial enterprise representative, two at-large representatives. Ballot within each residential district will be unique given stakeholders within each residential district may vote for candidate running for that residential seat. Ballot within each residential district will include names of candidate running for that seat. Three other positions, public schools, public commercial enterprise, and at large. In addition to a unique ballot of five residential districts, government structure of BABCNC requires a sixth unique ballot to be used by all other voters not living within a residential district. Such ballot will only include the three non-residential seats, public schools, commercial enterprise, and at large. That's it. Thank you.
And by the way,
come back.
Come on back.
Okay.
I was just going to say that your work on ham radios is responsible for the new citywide emergency preparedness alliance.
That's good.
I won't go into the whole story, but trust me, that's what one of the things that drove it.
That's a good thing.
And I am trying to get a particular gentleman that you know to come down and speak to us on a Saturday, maybe a Saturday of the meeting this particular month.
That's a good thing.
Yes, yes. I think it's a good model for the city, as long as we can integrate everything properly. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you.
Go ahead.
Commissioner Atkinson, real impressed with what your neighborhood council does. And I have a couple of questions, because what you do good, I wish all neighborhood councils did. I want to know how you have a board of 29 people and they all get along.
They do, because...
Are they similar? This is my question, because many neighborhood councils, there's so many people that come from such diverse backgrounds. Is it diverse, or is everybody just the same?
No, they're all very diverse. Matter of fact, we go all the way from the 405 to Laurel Canyon. We are all very, very different, but they call me the love president, and I actually am, because I intend to keep us together, and I intend to do good things.
That's fabulous. So then I can use you to do some retreats for the neighborhood councils in my area. I have another question then, and I noticed that you said Ivan did a retreat for you. Do you do a retreat every year?
Well, that was the first retreat we've had. That's when I became president. I wanted a retreat. And you know what I did? I went down to the 99-cent store and I bought stockings, because I think we feel better without our shoes on. And we all had to put those stockings on, and actually that was my gift, my personal gift to each person. And you know, the very warm, and we had the best retreat, and Ivan is so intelligent. He led us through it.
The department, everybody knows that I'm real into leadership development, and I know that we teach neighborhood councils the ethics and how to run your treasury and how to run a meeting, but we never talk about leadership development, so that's why I'm very interested in how you all get along, and I'm very interested in retreats. So I was glad to hear that you do that, and thank you for some of the ideas, and you may be hearing from me. on the CIS reports, is one person in charge, or do you divide up the issues among your among your 29 board members?
They're based on our neighborhood council meetings. When we have an issue at a neighborhood council meeting, it's related to some issue perhaps that was already attended to by the city council or by the planning and land use committee of the city, and we discuss it at our neighborhood council. We agendize it, discuss it, and create.
Yeah, I know it's submitted by one person, but I guess everybody works on it.
Yes, they all do at the neighborhood council meetings.
Right. Uh-huh. Okay, and my last question is, another issue I'm interested in, is your bylaws change where you're going to have a seat for a high school student.
Yes.
High school, is that like 14 on up because some ninth grades are in high school? Like I went to high school when I was in ninth grade. Or is it 16 up? Do you have an age thing?
We thought of 16.
Okay. Thank you.
And we actually have a lot of younger people that come to our meetings to talk. Actually, there was a school board race lately, and one of the people running had some very young students coming to speak to our neighborhood council about that election, and we were very impressed with them.
Okay. Thank you. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Real quick.
Come back. Commissioner Lippman.
Well, first of all, I want to point out that Bel Air Beverly Crest Neighborhood Council has the ignoble honor of having Ron Galperin be a former member.
Yes, that's right. I worked with him on
it. Yeah, awesome. So just one example, and there's many others of folks starting at the neighborhood, the farm team starting at neighborhood council and becoming city leadership, elected leadership. So
that's right.
Yeah, I was wondering, I know Mike Fong from the department puts together like a weekly legislative report. Do you use that at all to kind of help you with deciding on what issues, or do you
yes,
go out and get
it? Yes, we do. We love it. We
great.
Love legislation. That's what we love.
Okay, so there you go, Mike.
Good job.
You're not doing it for naught. Bel Air Beverly Crest is a great example for other neighborhood councils of how to take Mike's report and put it into action. So.
Yeah, one last question.
Actually, I had one other question. So you submit a CIS,
yes.
And then you're going to city council afterwards.
Yes.
Are they allowing you in certain circumstances to speak?
For 5 minutes, Herb Wesson is so funny. He not only lets me speak, but he makes me come right close to him, to them, and I sit really close to them, and I speak for 5 minutes.
That's awesome. I mean, think about that. Like, we've been talking about this for years. Right, and it's finally happened, and it's actually instead of it wasn't just lip service, like it's actually happening. So I think it's a great lesson for other neighborhood councils of like do your CIS and show up at city council, and Herb Wesson will grab you by the shoulder and put you up on the dais. I guess
he does. He really believes. He's a believer.
Awesome. It's great to hear.
Question: how far over the hill does your border go?
Doesn't so much go over the hill. It keeps on the city side, south of Mulholland, from the 405. So it's Cassiano, Roscoe Mare, Beverly Glen, Benedict, Coldwater, and Laurel Canyons.
But you said south of Mulholland.
Yeah, on the city side.
Okay, so Mulholland is your boundary.
Yes.
Okay.
And actually what I did, the Clean the Streets initiative that you all created, we cleaned Mulholland last November, and Paul Caretz cleaned with us, and we actually found a lot to clean.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Moving on. Good night. I don't think there's anybody here from the budget reps. Any from the budget advocates who want to give us a report? No? Sorry to hear that. General Manager's Report.
Gracie Liu, General Manager for the Department of Neighbor Empowerment. Just a few updates. Last week we had our Empower LA Awards, and thank you to the commissioners and stakeholders who were able to come to that celebration. It was really great. I don't know if you saw the newsletter from last week. We have pictures and the neighbor councils that were nominated for the Parallel Awards are just all amazing, and I know that the commissioners had a hard time trying to decide which neighbor council should win the award. So again, I encourage all neighbor councils, don't forget to submit for next year's Parallel Award and get recognized for the great work that you guys are doing. So thank you to our staff, especially our Imparale Planning Committee who helped put that together, and our volunteers. It was a lot of hard work. Some of our planning folks are here. I see Corey Paraga in the back, who's part of our staffers, and she was really wonderful in terms of helping us pull that together. So speaking of new staff, Corey is one of our new staffers working in the admin section, and no, Corey, if you want to come up and, no, she was like, no, I don't want to say anything. But I actually will have, some of our new field staff are here in the front row, and I'm going to bring you guys up one by one just to, like, introduce yourselves really quickly to our commission and to some of our community stakeholders here. And Brett, do you want to start? Yeah, please come to the mic, please.
Hi, commissioners. So my name is Brett Shears. I've been working in the neighborhood council system as a board member for a few years now, and I just got hired as Gracie said, and I'm anxious to work with the South LA and Harbor community on Stephen Box's little area. And Joy, you know, I've known Joy since the beginning. We basically came on together around the same time you came on the commission. I came on to the neighborhood council board. So I'm very excited for it. When I got the call from Gracie, I told her that I was smiling from ear to ear. This is like a great, not only a great opportunity, but I mean, I feel like we're gonna get a lot done. So I'm really happy about it.
Thank you, Brett. And then we're gonna have Mary come up.
Mary. Hi everyone, my name is Mary. I had just graduated from a program called Masters of Arts in Transformational Urban Leadership. So that's kind of my background in community development. I had studied abroad in Brazil, Rio de Janeiro, and we focus on the slums of the world. And so I lived in the slums for about 8 months. And then I came back to East Hollywood and kind of joined their neighborhood council and kind of got to work with them a little bit. And so that's my kind of my heart and my passion is community development and how to work with the city to do that. So I'm glad to be here.
Thanks, Mary. Vanessa?
Hi, good evening, commissioners. My name is Vanessa Serrano, and I learned about neighborhood councils through my involvement in Pacoima Neighborhood Council. So I will be working supporting the Valley Neighborhood Councils and whatever their needs are. So I truly just believe in this whole system. When I got involved, I immersed myself in everything and just learning as much as I could. So trying to go back and kind of spread that message to everybody to hopefully, you know, continue to engage so many new members and a lot of our youth in participating in our system. So thank you very much. Very excited to be here.
Thanks, Vanessa. And John, if you want to come up.
So my name is John Darnell, and I was the former district director of Councilman Paul Caretz. I started yesterday along with our team. Very excited to be here. I'm a big believer in people. I think they're the fabric of our communities and of our society. And I think, I'm a big believer in people power. And I think we need that more than ever nowadays, not just politically, because maybe people like the president or they like him or not, just in general. And I think it's been that way for a long time coming. And I think that's one of the biggest things I believe in is empowering people. And I think if the more we do that, the better world we have. So that's why I'm happy to be here.
Thank you, John. Yes.
Commissioner Atkinson. So just so I know I can be truly happy, the staff people actually work directly with the neighborhood council?
That's correct.
We'll be attending neighborhood council meetings and telling them and helping them understand what they should be doing and not doing?
Yes.
Okay.
So,
thank you.
I know.
I'm thrilled.
So, we are missing another one of our new folks, Gibson Narborough. I hope I said that right. But he comes from CD7's office. He used to work with Councilmember Fuentes. And so he actually is going to school right now, so he's at a class. So you'll be meeting him at another commission meeting later on, I'm sure.
About 8, 9, 10.
Okay. But we care about all of them. So this brings our staff to neighbor council ratio to about 1 to 7, 8. Some folks will still have about 9. But we're getting closer to that ratio where it's actually sustainable for our field staff to attend all of the neighbor council board meetings and be there to support them and not just like drop by and say hi, but like actually stay at the meetings and assist in whatever ways neighbor councils need. This week we're obviously focusing on training our new folks and also on the elections. We have subdivision elections, so they're just jumping right in and helping us with that, thankfully. And then they'll be shadowing some of our existing neighbor empowerment advocates in the field, and then hopefully by May, June, they'll be handling their own neighborhood councils. And we will be doing some projects specifically to kind of document where neighbor councils are right now in terms of demographics, making sure rosters are in place, websites, just kind of taking a tally of the status neighbor councils where they are right now, and then we can really help support them in terms of during strategic planning and anything that they would want us to do. Obviously, we know various neighbor councils are different functionality levels. So some neighbor councils were assisting just with meeting operations, and other neighbor councils were, assisting maybe with helping, like researching something of planning or some working with a department that they want to work with. So a higher level of engagement that is really, different at every neighbor council. So so excited about that. And yes, sir.
Question, do I understand that the project coordinators are assigned by region? Is that how the assignment goes?
So they actually are assigned, so we have three field directors. So Mike covers the Central East area, Stephen covers the South Harbor area, and Semi covers the Valley and the West area. And so the Valley West team is actually the largest team, and they have 5 project coordinators or neighbor empowerment advocates, we call them, and they'll be stationed out of the Valley office, and everyone else will be headquartered downtown.
I'm curious as to how they divide the neighborhood councils up. I see that at least some have both North and South Valley.
Yes.
So I was wondering if they're looking at the 12 regions or
They're not looking. Well, they kind of, it depends on the team. They're kind of looking at the 12 service regions that we have. The reason they're not going to be exclusively like assigned one region of the NCs in those regions is because some of the NCs in those regions meet the same night. So they're not able to then attend the meeting without having to run from one meeting to another, and we don't want that whenever possible, so that they can stay as long as they can if the neighbor council needs them to be there. So they will be crossing regions.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
You're welcome. aside from that, with budget, we are waiting for mayor's budget to be released. I don't have any updates in terms of what's going on that front, although I will thank the commissioners for their support and the budget ask regarding the emergency prep. For subdivision elections, I'm going to let Mike kind of give you an update on that. If you see me typing away, it's because, I'm frantically answering questions about elections, so excuse that, but some of it's time sensitive.
Thank you, Mike Fong with the Department of Neighborhood Empowerment. Regarding the subdivision process, this week it will be the elections for the Skid Row Neighborhood Council formation election. That's on Thursday, April 6th, from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the James Wood Community Center. On Saturday, April 8th, will be the election for the Herman Neighborhood Council formation, and that's going to be at the Fellowship Center at 5800 Monterey Road. The department has hosted 3 community town hall meetings in each of the proposed subdivision areas and has reached out to many stakeholders in the process. For the Skid Row Neighborhood Council formation, by Thursday, there will have been a total of 12 pop-up polls, engaging many stakeholders through that process as well. Thank you.
Questions? Mr. Lippman?
Well, first thing is, I hope the new folks here take the example of Bel-Air Beverly Crest to heart and talk to every neighborhood council that you go and speak to about taking Mike's report, putting it into action, getting up on the dais and hanging out with the city council. Well, I wouldn't call it as that, but I think that should be like every meeting that you go to, that's something that you should push. Like regardless of whatever internecine thing is going on, just remind them that that's the purpose of what we do, is like we take neighborhood councils, advise city council, and the best way to do that and have the most influence is to submit that CIS, go down to City Hall, get your 5 minutes. And it's for somebody, you know, if you're coming from Glassell Park or if you're coming from Pacoima, to go down to City Hall, go through security, go into that John Ferraro room with the beautiful ceilings and the marble, and then, you know, to see all the people speak on the public comment and then be called up, that's huge. I mean, that's like going from your local community to like something that is really big and really empowering. So I think that is that would be something significant. I guess so. Subdivision policy. I have a question in here, but I want to just say first of all, I just want to remind the department, and I know you know this already, but the first time that anything has happened with the department, online voting, grievance policy, anything new, there have been some, you know, hiccups, but it's so critical, particularly with this, to get it right. So I know that you're thinking of every sort of outcome and preparing for every hypothetical, but it's so critical, especially now that online voting has been approved for these elections, to get it right. So if there's anything, I don't know if there's anything that we as the commission can do, but it's good that you have the new staff on board to help out, but I think that's important. So I guess what I would my question is can we have an after action report?
Yes, definitely. We will be providing that to the city council as well, and we'll provide it to the commission. You know, I really just, you know, kudos to our staff for doing this. Not only the new ones, but obviously Mike and Steven are doing an amazing job with doing subdivision, because as commissioners remember when we said the department could do a subdivision, that was, you know, with staffing. And the staffing funding that we were provided, we were only provide 6 months of staffing funding for the subdivision folks that were supposed to be helping us with. And so by the time we were supposed to do subdivision, we didn't have the new staff on board. So they've really taken this on in addition to the work that they you know, are expected to do day to day. So I really appreciate their efforts in this regard. And we're looking forward to having a good election for both Skid Row Neighborhood Council and Herman Neighborhood Council. But we'll let you know next week what the results will be.
Question? Do you have any questions?
Just a comment.
Go ahead.
Commissioner Maggie Derrick here, congratulations and welcome.
With regards to the subdivision elections, Mike, you said there were 12 pop-up polls. That's so far?
Yes, Mike Foreman, Department of Neighborhood Empowerment. There have been There will be 12 pop-up polls by Thursday, April 6th. We're doing our final two pop-up polls tomorrow. So 10 have been done as of today.
And where are these physically? I mean, with
They're
regards
physically.
To the entire area?
Six of the pop-up polls have been in the 20th floor City Hall at the Department of Conference Room number 15, and six of the pop-up polls have been in the community, in the Skid Row area, downtown LA, and historic cultural areas.
Okay, that's interesting because you said in the departments up on the 20th floor?
Yes.
How have you had, just curiosity, how have you advertised that?
Today we had a really robust turnout. A lot of folks have been coming in between 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock today. We publicized it on our department website. We sent notices to the council offices. There was also an article in the Downtown News this week that advertised the pop-up polls as well.
Very good, very good. Last but not least, with that short a time, have you really been able to roll out online?
Yes, the online platform is we rolled it out. We had over 500 registrations as well when it closed on Sunday. So there was a lot of interest in this election.
Very good, very good. Glad to hear. Okay, thank you. Oh, and the Herman on the 8th, are you planning on pop-up polls and such there also?
In Herman, they did not have any online voting, so we've been running the election the same format, so it's just going to be in person in Herman from 11 o'clock to 3 o'clock on Saturday, April 8th.
Okay, so only in the one area?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions from any of the... And welcome aboard. Glad to see everybody, especially the Valley people.
That's it for me.
Okay. Moving on, Commissioner Lippman, anything on? Oh, yes, the number 9, the commission newsletter. Can I ask the department how they're getting that out?
Yes, the newsletter is being sent to our listserv of over 14,000 subscribers on Wednesdays.
Okay, so if somehow somebody's not on that list, that's why they wouldn't be getting it, right?
We encourage everyone to subscribe, so if they're not on the list, please send us their email and we'll get them subscribed.
I will tell Terrence that he has to subscribe again. You know which Terrence I'm talking to.
We'll check on his registration. Okay.
Send it to him via carrier pigeon.
A carrier pigeon. We're not sure where he lives anymore. Okay, very good. Very good. Commissioner Lippman, anything to report with regard to that? Was a nice newsletter? I'm terribly sorry. You're right.
No, number 10.
I was going to do that, and I went by that. I'm sorry. Yolanda Gonzalez, we're going to go back to number 10, folks. No. I've got your cards in order. I was thinking it came after that. My apologies.
Yes, good evening. I'm sorry we didn't have a good attendance because you are important to us, the Neighborhood Council movement. I'm the original legislator of the Neighborhood Council movement with a group of people here from Venice. I come here before you because we have a lot of issues happening before our city. And I came before you for the commissioners meeting up and when we had our meeting in Arleta to bring up an issue that the land use and planning committee meetings are the most essential and most important of all of any neighborhood council. A small group of people like myself, we were the movers of Measure S, not to be voted into. But unfortunately, it failed. And that's how Neighborhood Council started, because we wanted you to listen to us for the needs of our community. Procedures on the land use and planning committees are in place, but we need to have better procedures in which a board and land use and planning committee members follow instructions and have descriptions. It's really sad that here in this neighborhood council,
and many board members insult the stakeholders that come before us. Are you going to build? Are you going to take over? Are you going to do this? You're a liar. You're a cheater. You come into our community. You know something? That's not what neighborhood councils were formed. We were formed to work with the process, work with the stakeholders, and move the process through. And that needs to be looked into by you, and it needs to be looked in by Dunn. Because you need to set some rules on the land use and planning committees for the city. Because we're not gonna insult people, nor the board is gonna insult anybody. And especially, and the most important thing, we need children and we need families. They need space, and we've come to a new generation in which right now it's 10 years and we have a lot of people cashing out. We have a lot of baby boomers that are moving out. They're selling their properties. It's time for them. And then yet they get insulted because of the fact that they're not supposed to move in here because they're going to be doing wrong for the community. That's not what we're all about. And the same thing is happening in Boyle Heights, because I am a stakeholder in Boyle Heights. I am a property owner out there, and we have the same issue. So I wish that you would look into, and I'm glad that you are sending somebody out from your department, I'm sorry, from Dunn, that they're coming into the meetings like we used to have a long time ago, where we really got engaged. As you must remember, too, that we were the initial neighborhood council of Venice to start and train people to get their land use and planning committees. That was with Shally, that was with Jim Muirs, that was with Ivan. We got that. I still have the original folder that we started training people. We went around neighborhood councils to train them.
Thank
but
you.
But we need to update that. And I would like to bring up
Could you wind up, please?
Yes. Boyle Heights.
No, not a long thing. Just wind up, please.
Okay. This is the opportunity that I have to speak.
I understand.
This is very important. I don't appreciate that we vote for somebody and they don't stand up for the American flag.
Okay.
And if they don't do it, then they should be, you should take that into consideration. I am a naturalized citizen.
And once again,
I became an American citizen.
Could you please wrap it up?
Yes, but I wish that you would take action on this, because Boyle Heights is not Mexico. Thank you.
Thank you. Ziggy Cruz, Ziggy?
Good evening. Here's a quick update on what happened with the Hollywood Studio District Neighborhood Council and its ongoing violation with your policy 2016-1, which is for posting meeting minutes. We all know that I've been before you like three times now. Nothing has changed. In fact, well, let me correct that. Some things have occurred, but nothing has changed. Since I brought this issue to you back in February, a couple of things occurred. Commissioner Webby, who is not here sadly, contacted the chair of the HSDNC, but I'm not sure when exactly that was. I hope it was right after the February meeting when I first came to you guys, because that long ago it started. I know that she contacted them because I was CC'd or forwarded an email by that. Anyway, HSDNC has still not posted any of the meetings. Well, October, November special meeting minutes are posted, nothing else. Furthermore, what is really troubling me is the fact that nobody in the community knows, based on what's going on at the neighborhood council, what was done at the meetings, there are no minutes. MERs have been submitted, payments have been made, there are no minutes to confirm any of that stuff. But what I'm really troubled about is the fact that a commissioner from your board suggests that perhaps, and I'm gonna read this, perhaps or someone would use the agenda as the base, and then board members in attendance would fill in the pieces to the best of their ability. And then furthermore, the comment goes, it would seem that the biggest issue would be the allocation of funds, well, duh, right? Should any have been made during any meeting? Again, it would seem that those present and the treasurer would be able to fill in those pieces. The assistance of a professional secretary should make the process a rather smooth one. I'm a former board member of the HSDNC, and I'm horrified by that suggestion that months after a meeting took place, Let's just get the board together and think back what happened in May, June, July, August, and September of that year. Do you guys remember what you did then? Do you remember who voted, who was first, or who moved in the motion, or who seconded, and how you voted, what amended was? No, nobody could do that. But to suggest that to a chair of a neighborhood council that might be an option to do, it's horrifying. That's fabricating minutes after the fact, and that's broad. Let's call it what it is. So at this point, I'm respectfully requesting this board to instruct the Department of Neighborhood Empowerment to conduct an audit into the Hollywood Studio District Neighborhood Council, its financial dealings, its spending habits, its current inventory. Gracie, we spoke about it last time. Inventory should always be audited anyway. In any other business operations, this neighborhood council has been conducted since May 2016. Two more sentences to go. Please remember that this disheartening situation could have been completely avoided if Dunn and Bong would have done their jobs when it was first brought to your attention. Now, with this one neighborhood council being looked at very closely, and trust me, it's being looked at, where does it leave the other 96 neighborhood councils? What are you, commissioners, going to do to ensure that the NC system is not being corrupted by the neglect of Dunn and Bonk?
Okay.
And I thank you for your time.
Thank you. Ivan?
Good evening, commissioners. Welcome to Venice. My name is Ivan Spiegel. I'm the parliamentarian at the Venice Neighborhood Council, along with several other councils. I work around the city. First of all, welcome to the new people. I actually know most of you, worked with you in the past, so good job. you should be applauded. You made some great choices here. Mr. President, if I can single you out. I can't? All right, no. I'll speak to the whole board.
Thank you.
Okay. You have been one of the leaders, and I know because I've worked with you on this over the years, of getting us more representation in front of the city council. The thing that Robin was talking about, getting more time, you've really been in the vanguard of this. This last month, there were two city council committee meetings chaired by the person who was going to save the neighborhood councils. And it was about the election rules, about the online voting, and about a report that Dunn put out. And I'm not going to get into which side, you know, it doesn't matter which side you're on. They were called with 24 hours notice, which we understand is legal, but it really is disingenuous. A lot of us drove all the way down to Southwest College, which is a real haul from here, and the department didn't show up for whatever reason, and they postponed it. They called another meeting with 24 hours notice down at City Hall. I couldn't make that, on that kind of short notice, but I understand when people got there, it was about the subdivision policy. It wasn't even about the rest of the stuff. So if somebody on the commission could have a conversation with the city council president about a little bit more transparency and remind him that people work, they have a hard time getting down to City Hall, and to give us 24 hours notice really doesn't help. The last thing, I'm going to put on a different hat here. I'm going to speak to you as part of the planning committee for the Neighborhood Council Congress. We finally have a date. It's September 9th at City Hall. We've been meeting now for several months. We're very excited. Our theme this year is celebrating our diversity. And we had an interesting little experiment this week. We went around the table and said, what does diversity mean to you? And everybody had a different idea. It was wonderful, all right? It's not just an ethnic thing. It's about age, it's about gender, it's about economics, it's about your culture, it's about so many different things. So just, if I got one more minute.
One more.
We go through different cycles. right after an election, we do a lot of basics because we have new board members. And then the next year, we do what we call more advanced, in-depth kind of things because people have been around now for a while and are ready. They have some perspective. So we're in that stage this year. We're going to have a lot of discussion kind of things as opposed to trainings. There'll be some trainings, but mostly discussions. And it's come up. People would like to talk about the Board of Neighborhood Commissioners. So we would like somebody to work with us on developing the session, not the Empower LA Awards, but how the commission functions, how they could possibly become more effective. We want to help prop you up. We all want to see what you're doing and try to help you out and see what we can do there. Okay? And I'll be talking to the department as always about working to city attorney. So
thank you.
Please put the date down. Everybody come.
They and for any of you who have never been to one,
they actually
serve a good breakfast.
Yeah,
and I usually get there at 7:15, get registered, get in. And what's nice about it is I always seem to find some very interesting people to sit down with and have breakfast. I did with you once. I did with another young man once. Some other, yes, yes. I think I kind of corralled you into something. But it's really interesting. Commissioner Atkinson.
I have a question, not about the Congress.
Okay.
By the way, that's the day before my birthday, so I expect a birthday cake or something.
Yes, we'll make that happen.
Thank you.
What's the record?
I have a question just for clarification. Maybe Carmen can tell me, because I've heard this comment before from the public, and I just want to know, with the neighborhood councils that are supposed to post their agendas and their minutes, we don't have any, do they have, I mean, what's the punishment?
Okay.
Or is there one?
We do have a policy that we passed.
I couldn't remember.
And the policy is that anybody can report it, that after three violations, the department has the right to use that neighborhood council's funds to hire a temp from one of the services that will then do the minutes for them.
It's not three. It's basically the person who is complaining notifies the neighborhood council. If nothing's done, then they talk to the commissioner of that's charged with that.
They have been done.
Yes, and that's done. And then if the commissioner tells us that she's done, in this case she has, then the department follows up with the neighborhood council to see if they're in the process of doing it. And if they're not, then we actually go in there and hire temp staff.
So that's the process.
Correct. We're doing that, and it still will take time even to recreate those minutes. And it's not going to be overnight type of situation, particularly if they have nothing. Why does it take so much time to recreate minutes?
I mean, if the problem goes on for a long time, and then that process is followed where the complaining person talks mm-hmm. to the commissioner talks to the mm-hmm. neighborhood council, and then it's not resolved, and then they come to you. By the time it gets to you, it's really been a bad problem. So I'm
correct.
Wondering what the issue is that takes so long to adjudicate it.
Because sometimes neighborhood councils need, number one, time to actually try to pull things together. The other thing, too, is sometimes our staff, you know, we, it's sort of staffing issues, we're not able to jump on things as quickly as we would like to.
Okay, so the procedure really is person complains to the commissioner, the commissioner goes to the president of the neighborhood council, doesn't get settled, it comes to you, but then you turn around and you give the neighborhood council time to get to do what they didn't do 6 months ago.
Yeah, we actually see if they've actually had the opportunity to do it, because sometimes they tell us they're trying to put the stuff together And so we give them the opportunity before we step in to take over their funds and to do this.
Question. So does BONC have any kind of jurisdiction to set policy on how that procedure is done? Or is that's administrative, right? And so that's only done by the department?
The policy is your policy that we are administering.
Then we can work on a policy that says the time frame ought to be a little shorter than a year, shouldn't we? Or can we at some point in time put agendize that and discuss it?
You can definitely do that. You can put a tighter time frame. In this case, you know, Commissioner Wiebe only contacted the Neighborhood Council in March, so you know we're not looking at a year here in terms of when all of this went down.
Okay, I understand that. It wouldn't do for this case, but I have a feeling that as slow as bureaucracy goes, that we ought to discuss that policy and it should be agendized on putting a time frame and adjudicating the lack of neighborhood council posting their minutes and agendas.
If you wish to discuss it, but are you recommending that as a future agenda item?
Yes.
Okay. There is no real.
Commissioner Lippman, I have to. This is the second time I reread the policy. Not at this meeting. Minutes of. Wait. Okay. Neighborhood hold on. I should find it first. The neighborhood council does not correct the violation. Wait. Okay. Let me read this last paragraph. Any person who observes a violation of this policy should first notify the president, the secretary, or the neighborhood council, requesting that the violation be corrected. If the violation is not corrected within 30 days, the person observing the violation should notify the Board of Commissioners. Upon receiving the notification, the commissioner or commissioners whose region contains the offending neighborhood council will take action to communicate to the neighborhood council the need to correct the violation. If the neighborhood council does not correct the violation within 30 days after notice from the commissioner, then either the commissioner or any other person may notify the department. After verification, the department shall then retain temporary staff at the neighborhood council's expense to prepare and post minutes pursuant to this policy.
So that's where the last sentence is where there needs to be a time frame. After it gets to the department, how long does it take for the department to follow through with?
So we would just need to amend it potentially to say, after verification, the department shall within 10 days retain temporary staff.
That would be, we would have to count, never mind, I'm not going to get into it yet, because we'd get too specific. We'll put it on the agenda, then we can talk about it.
Okay. I'm not that harsh to say it should be done in 10 days.
Now we'll go on to the newsletter. Commissioner Lippman, anything to report on the newsletter? I like the last one. And by the way,
yeah.
I did get responses.
Oh, good. Awesome. Next one, batters up. I think we're going to do Debbie Wiebe as our featured commissioner, so I will be working with her on that. And then in terms of potential topics, I thought we could talk about the Empower Lay Awards. I know Gracie already did an update, but if one of the commissioners who was there wanted to write something, that would be very helpful. Any volunteers? Bueller. Okay. I guess I'll have to put it together from my memory of not being there.
Gracie wrote up a nice thing on each one, so you can.
I know. Okay. Well.
Who knows? Maybe somebody who was there could make some notes or something that can be turned into something reasonable.
Okay. Who is?
Yeah.
Bueller.
I think I've got. Should be able to get some notes together.
Is that a hand up?
No, I should be able to get some notes. You can help get some notes together too. I think with the two of us together.
I think it might also be nice to talk a little bit about all the 15th anniversaries we've celebrated.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I'd like to have a section about the subdivision policy. It doesn't necessarily mention. I mean, I think it should mention Herman and Skid Row, not necessarily the outcome or anything like that, but that we do have this subdivision policy and it's being put in place.
I presume that would be reporting as opposed to any type of
conjecture.
No,
just be hey,
just
we
plain reporting.
Hey, we have a subdivision policy. Okay. It's being implemented right now in two areas, and for other questions. You know, additional questions about the policy, contact Carmen Hawkins. No, I'm just kidding. Contact Mike Fong.
No, I think the fact of informing neighborhood councils about the policy, because I know I've been places where people have actually asked me a question, because some of them seem to have never heard of the subdivision policy, and they hear some of this controversy that's going on. And without getting into it, it might be nice to explain to them what it is, perhaps how it came about, such as that.
I mean, sure. I mean, I think in the last one we talked about how about bylaws, submissions, and the role that we as BONC play, because a lot of people don't understand the role that we play compared to the department. So coming, I think, from that perspective of, well, you know, there's the subdivision policy that we sort of got the ball rolling. But we sort of are bookended as well, because if and when these some may come to us. I'm not saying that they will, but some may come to us as the final step. So I think coming from that perspective of what role does the commission play in explaining the subdivision policy could be a good way to frame it. Okay.
Commissioner Ashton, could I just mention that maybe we should start in the newsletter now, mentioning that the Congress of Neighborhood Councils is September 9th, and that should probably be a headline on the newsletter every month, just so people have it on their mind.
Commissioner Maggie Derry-Kiros, also in your newsletter, can you also include the new members of Dunn? I'm sure Gracie has hers on also.
Yeah. You could perhaps do a little profile on each of them over a period of time. No, this would be over a period of time. Just like he takes one commissioner at a time, we could take one new field rep at a time. Okay.
So don't all scramble and email me your bios, your headshots and bios right away. Where do you sign up? Well, go to your own website. Go talk to Jose, I think. Go to the website, I think. I mean, it's the same. That's actually a good question. I mean, I know that it's sent to all the neighborhood councils through the neighborhood council list, but I think the commissioners didn't get the first one, so I guess you just sign up on the website, right? And whoever is in the database.
Okay. So, Commissioner Atkinson again, so if the suggestion goes through that you also cover staff, then when you do the profile on the commissioner, maybe you could match that up with the staff person that's in that region. So that it kind of
goes together. That's a good idea, but
I mean, if you do it, I'm just saying somebody suggested it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That's a good idea. A lot of work, but we'll figure it out. We'll get it done.
Moving on then to number 13, comment on commissioners' own activities, brief announcements, brief response to statements made or questions, etc., introduction issues, perhaps suggestions for agenda items. Anybody doing anything special that in their areas?
So I already made my request to agendize the policy regarding.
I've got that as a note, yeah.
Posting.
Well, nobody else. Go ahead.
Commissioner Lippman, the ad hoc committee on Council File 15-1022-S2, which is related to online voting, and the report from the Neighborhood Council had its first meeting. As just as a reminder, ad hoc committees are comprised of less than a quorum of the board and do not have to notice or agendize or minutes their meeting, but we are working on recommendations, specifically at the moment related to online voting, voter age requirements, and the budget issue from the recommendations that we will present to the board when we have something for consideration and for public comment when we have something ready. So that's it. And the ad hoc committee comprises of myself, Commissioner Derek Quiros, and Commissioner Wiebe.
Very good, okay.
We'll be bringing something at the next meeting, so you better be ready.
So you'd like us to have it on the agenda?
Yes, please.
Okay. Just remember, what we're looking for are reports and recommendations for what perhaps we might wish to transmit to those that are considering this on the City Council.
Yes.
Okay. And I'm going to say that my neighborhood council, God willing, the creeks don't rise and the people from the weather department are right, and it's not going to rain on the 8th on this Saturday. It will rain on Friday, not Saturday. We'll hold our sixth annual Earth Day event, and we hope to break our 1,000 or so participant record. This year we're going to have 1,100 posters from the surrounding schools, Earth Day posters, hung out, and they'll be judged by professionals, and we'll be announcing winners from the five schools. So the advantage is each of those 1,100 students will be bringing parents and others to our meeting, to our Earth Day, so hopefully we'll have a really good turnout this year. So that's going to be fun. Anything else? Was there anything anybody wanted to request of staff? No. Okay. The only thing I will request is perhaps at the next meeting we can have some report on what is happening with that particular neighborhood council in Hollywood. That issue?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I got a look as if to say, what are we talking about? We know. Okay, thanks. Nothing else? I'll accept the motion.
I would like to make a motion, Maggie Derrick Carroll, to adjourn.
Second.
Any objection? We are adjourned. Thank you all.
Yay.
Thank you
both. I'm too tired.
Okay.
You have to like run. It's like 10 minutes away.
Gotta run.
Yeah, we only have one lane around.
The cake was.
I saw the big old line when I was coming. I saw the line. Yeah.
Going through the line.
I saw the line.
1.1 miles. Come on, Mike.
Anybody want
I'm gonna run.
Jelly Belly?
I'm a runner. Let's do it.
I don't know.
I always bring snacks.
I don't know.
I think you probably have to get in in the line. I mean, there was a hell of a line when I came at 6.
Oh, really?
Back at before 6, because I was early.
Maggie, before you run, I'm talking just a second.
Oh, what did I do?
They always assume somebody's filming us. I don't know if they're busy.